Candidate 3. Question. Describe how your background and experience could contribute to being Vice President membership of MAR-AMTA. Answer. I have received training and education in music therapy from a wide range of perspectives, including completing my bachelor's degree in Texas, internship in Washington, D.C., master's degree in Kansas, and current clinical work in Virginia. Additionally, I've presented in, attended, and or completed fieldwork in Jamaica, France, Japan, and the recent conference hosted virtually from South Africa. This range of exposure to the field of music therapy has led to an understanding different viewpoints in the field and different perspectives music therapists have regarding the advancement of the profession. Lastly, I have previous experience serving on a professional board of AMTA as a student parliamentarian for the Southwestern American Music Therapy Association for Students. Question. What motivates and interests you about being Vice President of Membership for MAR-AMTA? Answer. I am motivated to become a more active member myself, which has led to my desire to become Vice President of Membership of the MAR-AMTA. The past several years, I've spent my time developing my personal identity as a music therapist, but I would like to broaden my focus to assisting the profession as a whole. Being the Vice President of Membership will allow me to connect with current, past, and potential members, leading to identifying ways of continuing to develop and grow the professional organization and field. I have a strong desire to make the biggest positive impact I can, which leads me to the third prompt. Question. The current executive board of the MAR-AMTA is invested in long-term plan to examine and dismantle oppressive structures that create harm for historically marginalized groups within our region. If elected, how will you commit to engaging in this process with humility and awareness of the impact of your social cultural identities? What do you feel you could contribute towards the goal of creating a more inclusive, equitable, and just environment for all members and non-members of the MAR-AMTA? Answer. I have dedicated time doing research and developing my own professional identity around identifying, understanding, and hopefully changing biases within healthcare and music therapy. As it stands, our profession requires at least some type of privilege. With the requirement of past musical training, ability to attend college, and paying the fees of certification, membership in AMTA, and CMTEs, our profession is not easy for those at a disadvantage. I believe we should look at the reasons individuals feel as though they cannot commit to certain aspects of the field, specifically looking at membership and ensuring individuals feel safe and supported within the AMTA. After identifying and confronting barriers, we can continue to work towards increasing access for historically marginalized individuals. This will require continued conversations, continued insight into my own culture and identity, and continued shifts in thinking across the board. I am committed to engage in and assist with the change that is needed, and starting with the MAR region is an attainable place for me to begin. Thank you. Candidate 3.